Oh man, it was so pretty. What is it? What is it? Redness? Blueness? Greenness? Purplish? Wait, I got it. Blackness.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Your Daily Dose of Blackness, a podcast where we give you all things Black history, Black accomplishments, and Black excellence that you may have missed out on or never even heard of. I'm your host, Caitlin, and it's my job as a Black person to help you learn about Black culture so that we can all live in a world where we can understand each other. Now, get out your laptop, iPad, or good old-fashioned paper and pencil, because it's time for your daily dose. For this week's dose, I sat down with Dr. David Hood, the Associate Provost and Dean for Undergraduate Education at Montclair State University. Prior to his position, Dr. Hood served as Dean of University College at North Carolina Central University, where he provided oversight for a program supporting 3,000 students and pioneered a 15% improvement in retention rates over a five-year period. Dr. Hood has been in the education scene for quite some time now. Here's how he got started in the field.
Education has always been a part of my life. I come from a family of educators. So it's something that I've always been exposed to from a very young age. I had several aunts who were, you know, teachers in various fields, biology. I had a home economics teacher. I had a special ed teacher in my family. I had several cousins who were ahead of me, who went on to major in education. I had an uncle who was a superintendent of a school system. So I've always had educators as role models. In my church that I grew up in, all the adults were educators. So, you know, I come from a very rural town. And so, you know, if you were going to be successful back then, you were an educator, and they held very high standings in the community. However, when I went away to college, I wanted to follow in the footsteps of my brother-in-law, who was a computer scientist. This was back in the early 90s. So computer science was like the hot thing. It was the, you know, it's just like kind of like CSI now, and people who are majoring in criminal justice. You know, that field has boomed here in recent years because of all of the criminal intent and the SVU and all of those programs have kind of made people want to look at that as a field. So back then, computer science was the hot field, and my brother-in-law was very, very successful. He had what we called a real good government job. So he was working for a government agency, making really, really good money. I had another cousin who was very, very successful working for the CIA in the field of computer science. So I said, well, I'm going to go to college and I'm going to become a computer scientist. And not really understanding what it meant. And you know, back then we weren't doing career assessments or career interest inventories. We weren't doing all of that when we went to college. You just kind of picked a major and you decided if it worked for you. If it didn't, then you changed. So I struggled in computer science for a year, spending many long and boring weekends in the computer lab, trying to write code and to write programs. And I decided, me and machines, we just don't get along. I need human interaction. So let me go back to what I know works for me and what I've been accustomed to.
During his undergrad years, Dr. Hood studied history. Racial and social unrest have significantly impacted the U.S., ranging from protests, riots, to full-on massacres. With his knowledge of history, I wanted to know how Dr. Hood will help educate his students on racial and social tensions in society.
I'm not sure it's something that you can really, that I have been equipped to, you know, educate or to empower people in that space. I grew up in a very, very different time. We were, I don't think that the majority of the culture was as activist focused. I can remember growing up, we had this one lady in my entire region or area who was really fighting the fight for everyone. She was like the activist for everything Black and Blackness. Her name was Miss Maggie Bozeman. And I mean, she would take the state and political leaders, she would take them to task. And she always was bringing a lawsuit against someone for, you know, unfair treatment of people of color or people who were marginalized in the community. And I never understood it. And a lot of the people who I was exposed to, they kind of resented her because they felt that she was the troublemaker Black woman, or the Black person who was a troublemaker. But now looking back on it, she was just advocating for the rights of the people who didn't have access to power and for the people who didn't have a voice. And that's what's going on today. I mean, that's why you have such strong friction in society right now, is because I think there are more Maggie Bozemans out there. And I think they're not being silent, and they're fed up with the inequitable treatment that they're receiving. I actually envy the students of today because I think they have this boldness about them that that my generation just didn't have. We were more, I think because we were raised to be more, we were raised to be more submissive, I think, and at least I was. We were raised to be more submissive to authority and respectful of authority, that we really didn't do a lot of protesting and speaking of our mind as students. And I think that although I have to deal with it as an administrator, the way that students are very vocal and they're very outspoken about their dissatisfaction with status quo as it relates to, you know, a plethora of societal issues, I think that I envy it. I applaud it. I encourage it behind the scenes, actually. You know, I've always taught my college students to be self-advocates, to advocate for themselves. Within the limits of or the confines of and the construct of the university's policies and procedures. So I don't want you going out there doing something that's going to destroy you or to, you know, potentially put some type of blemish on your record. But I always am I'm a silent agitator. I always tell the students, you know your rights and go and fight for them. And I will support you any way that I can.
The old saying goes, Black people have come a long way, but there is still a ways to go. Some may even think that the U.S. has taken major steps backwards toward reaching equality. I wanted Dr. Hood's opinion on how we can use history to solve modern day issues.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, the old saying is that those who don't learn their history, they're going to be doomed to repeat it. And so I think we have to take those lessons from those early civil rights battles, women's rights battles, and I think we have to reemploy them. I think that is evident when you look at a Georgia and you see how Stacey Abrams and all of the other people who were in the fight and in the organizing, they went back and looked at their history books and they say, well, how did we, you know, back in the 1950s and 60s, you know, how did we get people organized when voting when the vote was trying to be suppressed then? What do we do? And I think they've gone back and grabbed some of those tactics and they've taken it back to the grassroots. And they worked really, really, really hard to organize people and really got them out to vote. And look what happened. They flipped two Senate seats in a southern state that hadn't gone Democrat for a national election in years. I would say almost decades, probably. And look at the success they had by pulling on those that historical wisdom. I think that as it relates to other social issues, I think that, you know, there's a lot of activism. I mean, especially around, you know, Black Lives Matter. And I think that these young people are using their modern day, you know, techniques to kind of rally some of the historical types of actions. You know, so if you reflect back on the sit-ins of the 60s, I mean, I think it's very comparable to all of the marches that were held. Think about the massive marches that were held last summer. So I think you're starting to see some of those same types of tactics being used. So I think we are learning from history and understanding that, you know, at some point the legislative process just doesn't work. Having another conference or meeting doesn't work. And at some point you have to just take to the street.
For the Black journey toward equality, many people struggle to be heard. I asked Dr. Hood how he plans to amplify the voices of persons of color, especially those at Montclair State.
Yeah, I mean, I am, of course, I'm serving at a traditionally predominantly white institution that is really, we're fastly becoming a minority majority institution. We're probably right now about 36% Hispanic at my institution, about 14% Black, and about 42% white, and then just a smorgasbord of others for those remaining few percentages. But I would say probably in the next 5 years, we will definitely be a minority-majority institution. But still, I am the highest ranking person of color on the campus, and definitely the highest ranking Black. I'm the only Black dean, and the highest ranking Black in the provost office at my institution. And unfortunately, in 2021, I still have to be the voice of representation. So anytime that I'm in the room, I have to make sure that I am advocating for and speaking up on behalf. I speak up on the behalf of all students because I'm very student-centric in everything that I do and how I approach my work at the institution. But specifically, I have to make sure that the issues for students of color and for Black students, that they are front and center. And I don't shrink back from that. When I see policies and decisions being made that are not going to be in the best interest of students of color and Black students, I call it out and I call it into question. And I force the difficult conversation, then we have to deal with it. And I think that's my role. I think my role is to also ensure that that I'm engaged and connected to students so that I can try to ensure that we have students who are in leadership capacities, who are knowledgeable and understand how to navigate the spaces that they need to be able to navigate in order to be student leaders who are respected by administration and to be student leaders who can demand access into the spaces that they need to in order to impact change.
Finally, with racial and social unrest at the forefront once more, considering the killings of George Floyd last summer and now Dante Wright by the hands of police, I ask of Dr. Hood's hopes for his students as they prepare to enter into a society with unsolved problems.
My hopes for students is that they take advantage of the full advantage of the amazing opportunities that they have at Montclair State. And then for students that I've worked with at other institutions, I just want them to take full advantage of their collegiate experience. I think that there is one thing just to come to college and to just go to class and to pass all your classes with, you know, B's or A's. I think there's a different thing for a Caitlin to, you know, to be interviewing a Dr. Hood. I think there's a different thing for a Caitlin to be interviewing Dr. Evans and to interview board members. Because I'm sure that there are people in your program who aren't having these types of experiences. And so when I talk about having the full collegiate experience, it's doing all of these extra things that are probably or maybe not required of you, but it enriches your experience. It exposes you to people that, you know, 10 years down the road, you know, you maybe have had some experiences as, you know, in broadcasting and journalism. You're working, you're out in the field, and, you know, maybe Dr. Hood has landed at some other institution and he needs someone on his public relations team. I don't know. And maybe this is something that aligns with your interests at that time. And wow, we had this connection 10 years ago. Don't you remember I interviewed you? I mean, you know, that's how life happens. And, you know, maybe you become a part of my team. But I think the person who just sits and comes to class and isn't making those connections and they're not having those holistic and well-rounded experiences, their trajectory is very different. So I wish for all of my students that they are embracing the full experience of going to college. And I wish for them a world that they will experience a world and a society that is much more accepting of differences and embraces all of the diversity that they bring to the table and that they offer, and the creativity of this generation, that is welcomed and that it, you know, continues to advance our nation and the world that we live in.
Well, that's a wrap. Thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed tackling sensitive issues with Dr. Hood, especially considering the state of the U.S. after the Dante Wright incident. Remember to follow my Facebook and Instagram accounts at Your Daily Dose of Blackness to get updated on the latest details. Also, be sure to tune in to the next episode where I speak with music professor Les Black about Black music and its impact on society. If you know anyone lacking knowledge on the Black experience, tell them to tune in next time to get their daily dose of Blackness.